Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Karate Cafe. This is episode number 37. This week we discussed something non-karate related, but I think the podcast audience will appreciate the topic. We're talking about how to subscribe to podcasts and get them automatically whenever they're posted. Basically, we're going to talk about iTunes because that's the most popular, and right now it's the easiest one to use for that type of thing. And for somebody new to the podcasting or new to subscribing, that's the way to go. We're a little late getting this podcast out because right after we recorded it, Apple came out with version 7 of iTunes. And it was a little buggy at first, but they're putting patches up all the time. And I held off releasing this one so that iTunes would have a chance to catch up and get a little better, a little less buggy. So after listening to this, if you want to download iTunes and try it out, go ahead. It works really well. Gene's happy with it. It's been a week since we've done it, and he's happy using it. So give it a try.
Hello again, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Karate Cafe's podcast. I'm Gene Myers, a student of Shorin-Ryu, Shorin-Kan Karate, and Two Circle Jiu-Jitsu. And with me today is Pete Shambo, a fellow student in Shorin-Ryu, Shorin-Kan. Hey, Pete, how you doing?
Hey, Gene, how's it going tonight?
Well, going pretty well. Today we thought we'd do something a little different. It's a non-karate topic, but it's one that some of our listeners might, if you're like me, you might have a little bit of a problem with. I have the unique opportunity of doing this podcast with two very experienced techno geeks, I still have difficulty downloading, believe it or not, downloading the Karate Cafe podcast. Actually, I don't have difficulty. What I do is I download it manually. So Pete came over today, and he's going to show me how to download iTunes, Pete?
Yeah, actually, the podcasting is great, but the beauty of podcasting is the fact that you can subscribe to a podcast, and it automatically downloads to your computer whenever the new one is posted. A lot of people might click on a link to, if they go to a site that has a podcast, and they'll see a page that just has a lot of writing on it. It's called an XML feed, usually, and they don't understand what it means. There's quite a few ways to subscribe to a podcast, the easiest one being iTunes. So I came over tonight, Gene, and we're going to install iTunes on your computer. The first thing we did was we went to Apple.com, and you went to their iTunes page. It's called iPod and iTunes. You download iTunes. They're up to iTunes version 7 now. A lot of people, and you've said this to me before, Gene, is you don't have an iPod.
That's right. I don't have an iPod.
You don't need an iPod for iTunes to run.
Really? So you can just run iTunes on your computer?
You run it on your computer, and every time you run iTunes, once we set it up tonight, every time you turn on iTunes, it will automatically go out and look for new episodes of the podcast that you've subscribed to. Okay, we're on the Apple.com page, and we clicked on iTunes. Along the top, it said iTunes. Over on this changes from time to time, so if you're listening to this in the future, it might be a little different, but it says free download over on the right.
I see it.
Click on that, and then it'll ask you to download now. You choose the operating system you have. You have Windows XP. It says 2000 or XP.
Okay.
We download it. We downloaded it to our desktop, which is the easiest place to do it. Make a note of where you download it to. And you double-click on the iTunes setup.
Okay.
Okay, now it's asking us to run. We're going to say run it. Now, it's going to take a few minutes. It's also going to download QuickTime. The newest version of iTunes also does movies.
Really?
So you can actually buy movies. They just announced it last week. They have a movie section, Disney movies or Disney affiliate studios. Mm-hmm. You can buy the movies and download them to your computer.
Like Pixar and stuff like
Pixar
that.
Pixar, and yeah. They have a have one that's got chick flicks and.
Really?
Yeah.
Disney.
You know, chicks for.
Oh, those kind of chick flicks.
Those kind of chick flicks. Thank you. So once you get.
Okay, so we're at the iTunes and QuickTime installer, right?
Yep. And we just click next. You're going to accept you can read the terms of agreement, or you can just accept it. Or then you have to highlight the accept, the radio button for accept, and next again. And install. We're going to put a desktop shortcut to make it easier for you to find. And I'm going to tell it I don't want to use it as a default player for audio files only because you've got it set up the way you like it, and I don't want it to change things.
Thank you.
It's going to load. It's going to install into Programs File iTunes. That's usually a fine place unless you're an advanced user and you want to put it somewhere else. But if you're an advanced user, you're not listening to this podcast. We're doing this for other people that have podcasts that listen to our podcast. I listen to other people's, and I know that there are other people that do podcasts that listen to this one. If you want to use this for your listeners, feel free to use this for your podcast if you like. We just ask that you leave in the references to our podcast so we'll get a few listeners.
Okay, so it says the installation is successful, so you just click finish to exit it, right?
That's right. Now you have an iTunes icon on your desktop.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to double-click on the iTunes icon.
Okay.
This is actually going faster than I thought it would. Now, what you do now, once you've downloaded it, with version 7, it's changed. We're using version 6 right now. Down at the bottom here, you see where I am?
It says podcast directory.
I click on that, and it's going to the music store now. Okay, here's your podcast directory.
There's a search up in the upper right-hand corner.
That's
the music store, right?
Why don't we look for Karate Cafe? Oh, there, and it shows Karate Cafe. You click on subscribe.
Okay.
Are you sure you want to subscribe to Karate Cafe? Yes, you are about to subscribe to this podcast, which will download the most recent episode of all future episodes. Now, if you go back on the left side here where it says podcast.
Yep.
Here's your Karate Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
When I download, you can see right now that symbol means on the left, that orange symbol means that it's downloading it. Our latest one, episode 36. And there's all the previous episodes.
I'll be darned.
And you can get them if you want. You click on the get button and you can get them and you can save. Now, we're going to get a little bit different. Now, I went to edit, preferences, podcasts. You can have it check every day, every hour, every week, or manually. Mine I do every hour because I listen to enough podcasts that they're updating different times. Now, when new episodes are available, you can download all, download most recent, or do nothing. We'll say most recent. And you can select, choose to keep all podcasts, keep all unplayed podcasts, recent episode, most recent episode, last 2, 4, 5, or 10. If you want to keep them on your computer forever, if you want to listen, you would select all episodes. If you want to listen to them, and after you've listened to them, you want it to be deleted from your computer, all unplayed episodes.
Okay, let's go with that one.
Okay, and then we click OK. Once again, in version 7, I think there's an apply button besides OK. Now, where are we here? We can go back to the music store, and you can search for other, we'll go to the main page. Is there any particular other hobby that you or your wife are interested in, Gene, or work-related, possibly?
I'd like to stick with something in my profession.
Okay.
See if there's something on, just maybe psychology.
Now, the thing about podcasts and just about anything you're interested in, there's probably somebody that's doing a podcast. Now, you've got different psychology. You've got... On the top here is graphic illustration of them, and at the bottom of the screen is a list of them all. Boy, there's a ton of them, isn't there?
Yeah.
Now you can look through and most of this is here. Okay, in the graphical representation we have albums, TV seasons, audiobooks, and podcasts. We're going to click on podcasts. So it limits it. It went to psychology, search for psychology in them all. And you can see all the psychology podcasts there are. And most of them are free, or every single one here is free.
Wow.
And I'm sure it's everything from pop. Now, disclaimer, I'm sure it's everything from pop psychology to somebody who claims to be a psychologist to actual scholarly psychology lectures. So it probably runs the entire gamut.
Well, you don't have to have a graduate degree in psychology to know a little something about human behavior.
Yeah.
And everybody has an opinion. Okay, so I can just go through these.
Subscribe. Or
and just click subscribe, right?
Now, what else you could do, if you'd like to see more, once again, we have, we're on the page of Podcasts for Psychology, and there's album art for each of them, and then there's a subscribe button. If you would like to learn more without subscribing, you can click on the album art, and then it will go to that their page, and that you'll see at the top of your screen, you'll see a bunch of a synopsis of it. You'll see reviews on it, and at the bottom half of the screen, you'll see the episodes that they had. How many they had and what they're about, any information they've given you in length and whatnot.
Oh.
And you can listen to it without subscribing. If you clicked on one of the episodes, you could listen without subscribing.
Oh, really? Okay.
So that then you'll know whether or not you want to subscribe.
Okay.
Now, if we go back to... Now, the on the podcast that you've already subscribed to, there's a little arrow to the right of the name of the podcast.
Yep.
Click on that arrow, and it takes you to their iTunes store page.
We have an iTunes store page?
Yes, we do. And there it is. And we have, and this is Karate Cafe's iTunes store page. There's our artwork, and for I worked hard on this artwork, and it really doesn't show. There's a guy doing a flying sidekick over the cup of coffee. If you look in the Steam,
you can see it.
Okay.
I'll be darned. We got reviews and everything.
We've got reviews. So now, whenever this podcast goes up, Gene, the next time you open you have to open iTunes. But the next time you open iTunes, it will download the podcast. If you leave iTunes open, it'll check every hour to see if there's a new podcast.
Okay. If I leave iTunes open and it checks every hour, it'll automatically download it, right?
Us.
Will it put us?
Us.
Will it put a? We'll put an icon on my desktop so I can find it?
No, what you'll do is you'll go in iTunes and you'll go to the podcast section. And do you see the little blue button to the on the left side of Karate Cafe?
Yep.
That means that there's unplayed episodes. Now if you click the little arrow next to Karate Cafe, it drops down a menu of all the episodes that there are. And you'll see that there's a blue button next to the episodes that are on your computer.
I see.
Once you've listened to this, if you've listened to it even for a few seconds, that blue button goes away. If you've listened to the whole thing, the next time you update, the whole episode will go away.
Okay.
That's because that's what you've chosen, is once you've listened to it, erases from your hard drive.
That's right. Yep, I remember.
Okay, but that blue button means there's a new episode. So if you had a list of 10 or 20 or 50 podcasts, you could look down on the left, and if you see a blue button, it means there's a new episode. Or an unlistened to episode from the past.
I see.
Okay, do you have any other questions?
Gee, Pete, I can't really think of anything right now. It seems pretty easy. It seemed like it didn't even seem like there was anything hard about downloading iTunes.
No.
Or finding different podcasts.
No, I think the biggest problem to overcome is people thinking that iTunes and iPods are the same thing and podcasts have to be listened to on iPods. It's not that way. The term podcast has nothing to do with an iPod. The term podcast was coined in October of 2004, and it was just called that. There's always been audio on the internet. But somebody came up with how to link an RSS feed, which is the way that you can subscribe is through an RSS feed. Somebody found a way to link that to an audio file. And they came up with the name, well, it's a podcast because you can listen to it on your iPod. Because they're popular at the time among that crowd of people. And in June of last year, June or July of 2005, iTunes, at one time, here's a little inside baseball. Steve Jobs, the CEO of the leader of Apple, said that that podcasts didn't mean anything, and it was a flash in the pan or whatever he said. He denigrated them at any rate. That was between October of 2004 and June of 2005. Then June of 2005, they incorporated it into the iTunes Store. This what we're doing here, so it was so easy to download podcasts to your iPod. But once again, you don't need an iPod. You don't need an iPod to buy music from the iTunes store, but you have to play it on your computer. The only portable device it will play on is an iPod.
I see.
So if you're somebody listening to this that doesn't have an iPod, chances are you've already found another way to subscribe and listen to your podcast. There's a bunch of feed readers out there.
Well, this is going to save me a lot of time, because now instead of going out and hunting for a podcast that I want to listen to, I can spend like half an hour on the iTunes website, browse through there, and find some podcasts that I want to subscribe to, and they'll just automatically be downloaded to my computer.
That's right. There are other ways to do it, and I'll put out an offer. If anybody has questions about downloading for their type of portable device, or just subscribing in another way, email karatecafe@gmail.com, and I'd be happy to answer them. I don't have all the answers, but I'll try to answer it. Now, I'm showing Gene right now. I've hidden it so that most people can't see it, but our XML code. This is what iTunes looks for, and when it finds, like, there's episode 36, there's episode 35, that's mm-hmm. how it knows.
Okay.
Most people, now we use FeedBurner. We're feeds.feedburner.com/karatecafe. That's where you go to. If you're on our front page at karatecafe.com and you click on podcasts, you go to FeedBurner.
Right.
And that FeedBurner has just found a way to make our XML code look good so other people can read it without having to know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And if you look, they have a way for you to subscribe to everything from, I think there's an iTunes button here. Well, no, there is.
No, I don't see one.
Oh, at iTunes.
Oh, okay.
But there's other, it shows you other feed catchers, pod catchers, whatever the kids are calling them these days.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's getting easier and easier. And I don't know if I said this on here or not, on the podcast or not, but it seems like technology, people that like technology are the ones that are listening to podcasts, and everybody should be able to. I mean, it's the way you're going to get your news in the future, podcasts or something similar over the internet.
Well, I mean, unlike you and Paul Wilson, I don't have my pocket protector or the tape on my glasses, but I still like to listen to podcasts. And I think that if this is something that I can do,
yeah,
you know, then anybody can do it.
And you don't have to, you don't have to go out and look and say, did Karate Cafe have put their podcast up yet? When it's up, it'll come to here. And then, you know, there are people that have only listened to a few of our podcasts because they've caught them when they've heard somebody else talk about them, and that's when they thought to go onto the internet to look for them. This way, it will automatically come to you. Now, I advocate for amateurs like us that do podcasts for the love of whatever our hobby is or our avocation is. But there are, I think NBC, oh, I'd have to ask my wife, either NBC or CBS does podcasts of their soap operas. It's an audio podcast of the soap opera for people that listen to soaps but have to work during the day. And National Public Radio in the United States, NPR, has their own area because they do a lot of shows. They do a lot of shows as a podcast.
Hmm.
So there's a lot of commercial. There's a lot of commercial entities that do podcasts now.
Yeah, look at them all.
And now we're on. I typed in NPR in the search, and we're looking at the NPR podcasts.
So they, for example, they have podcasts on Story of the Day, All Things Considered, Health and Science. Hmm. A lot of different topics here.
Yes, there are. Yeah. So, they have even the news summary for different hours of the day if you want to download those, say, you, I don't know, for whatever reason. Trying to see if this is their complete list. I think they have more than this. So, but, you can go through the store. You can do a search for different things for either, if you know the specific podcast, you can search for that by name, or you can search for a topic. Any other questions?
Gosh, I can't really think of anything, Pete. It seems pretty easy.
Yeah, it is. I think the biggest hurdle is the fact that it's called, you know, the people think iPod, podcast, iTunes, Apple, and they think you have to, it all starts with an iPod, and it doesn't.
Yeah.
The only thing is you're tied to your desk to listen to it without an iPod. Once again, if you have something besides an iPod, there's other ways to do it, so it'll automatically download to that player.
You're talking about an MP3 player.
Yeah, an iRiver or a when the Zune comes out, whatever.
Okay.
Okay?
Great.
Once again, if anybody has any questions about this, you can email us at karatecafe@gmail.com, or you can go to our, maybe we'll even have a forum thread on it at karatecafe.com/forums. I really recommend anybody that listens to our podcast, get iTunes or get something else that automatically downloads and then search. There are other great podcasts besides Karate Cafe. In the karate area, there's the Podcast Network, The Applied Karate. That's a great interview. He comes out monthly, more or less. He does some good interviews with some real karate practitioners. Not flashy ones. These are people that work in the field as opposed to are stars in the field. I mean, they're stars in their own right, but they also, you know, they're I would consider them senior laborers as opposed to celebrities.
Oh, these are genuine karateka.
Yeah,
and
thank you.
They have a lot of knowledge about history, about techniques. Just a very good, very entertaining podcast.
Yeah, and then there's Keichu Chronicles, which is done by a Keichu Ryu practitioner.
Mm-hmm. It's also very interesting.
It's also very interesting. She has some really, she talks mostly about the family and kids and karate and self-defense. It's another very good karate
She's had podcast. She's had a couple of pieces about what kids should do to keep themselves safe and
things like that.
Very
yeah.
useful information.
Yeah. For those of you that have seen Ask a Ninja, that's a podcast. You can have that come automatically.
That's hilarious.
It's hilarious. That's a 3-minute video. There's a lot of podcasts out there and you know, instead of wasting your time watching a TV show, this is how I waste my time, podcast. But a lot of podcasts, especially when it's the amateur ones, the ones that are done by people with a passion, they encourage you to email them and to participate in forums if they have a forum on their website. And it makes it more of a conversation than a one-way vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Just like us.
Yes. Very good.
Okay.
So,
well, thanks, Pete. I really appreciate your helping me out. And from now on, I'll be able to, I'm subscribed now to Karate Cafe. And I'll also subscribe to some other podcasts. This will make it easy for me. And even a non-geek like myself will be able to find what I want instead of like hunting and pecking on the internet. And this is a very useful, very informative podcast, at least for me today.
Yep. Good. Okay.
All right.
Good. Yep.
Thanks again, Pete.
Okay.
Again, this has been Karate Cafe's podcast, a non-karate topic today, but it was useful for me. And if you're not really proficient in the technology like me, I hope this helped you out a little bit to make it easier for you to download and to subscribe to our podcast as well as others. So until next time. I'm Gene Myers.
Pete Shambo.
And thanks again for listening to Karate Cafe. See you next time.